One thing you probably don't think of when you think of hospitals is garbage. And yet these huge institutions generate tons of waste that goes straight into our landfills. And according to this week's East Bay Express cover article, on average it takes 33 pounds of garbage to treat each patient. Reporter Kathleen Richards says the medical industry is one of the leading producers of waste, but it has been slow to recycle.
It's just an enormous amount of waste, you know. There are tons of plastic that's involved in, you know, medical items and devices. And part of the problem is that over the years, because of concerns of infectious disease, there has been a lot more plastic that's involved in patient, you know, in medical devices. So, for example, you know, all surgical instruments have to come wrapped in this blue wrap, which is this plastic, and that all gets thrown away. And, you know, when this adds up a lot, you know, when you're talking about either in the emergency room or just in basic patient care, there's all this plastic that's involved, and pretty much very little of it, almost none of it, is recycled.
And in your article, you say hospitals are like hotels, and it really hadn't occurred to me that way. They're really these mini cities that are huge users of energy and water and generators of waste.
Yes, and that's one area that hospitals are, you know, cutting down is, you know, their energy consumption and their water consumption, because they are one of the largest, you know, users of resources in the community. So when we think of hospital waste, we think of, you know, all the gross medical stuff, like, you know, needles and gauzes and any kind of tissues. But actually, that is a very small amount of a hospital's overall waste output. The majority is solid waste. And, you know, so garbage, food, things that could potentially be reduced, you know, either by recycling or, you know, reuse, switching to, you know, reusable items instead of disposable ones and that sort of thing.
Well, what surprised me in reading your article about this kind of culture of waste is that nobody really is looking at solving this. I think when you talked with doctors and nurses, they said this is just not part of our culture.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, there is a lot of movement. If you talk to people in the industry, you know, there are a lot of attempts now for medical supply companies, and also hospitals are looking at ways to reduce their waste. It's because they're seeing it's an area that they can really save money. You know, this hospital waste adds up to enormous costs because it costs a lot to dispose of medical waste and to treat it. So places, hospitals and, you know, the medical supply companies are looking at ways to reduce this. But like I said, it's just so far behind, you know, what the rest of society is doing. And I think it is, for whatever reason, that just no one has held their feet to the fire. And I think in some cases, hospitals, you know, see it as something that's going to add to their bottom line, because they've got to, you know, maybe train their staff or get extra bins, and that can add up as well. But in the long run, you know, experts agree that cutting down on waste would actually save hospitals and patients a lot of money.
So that may be the incentive that really gets this ball rolling. One thing that I read in your article was that 85% of the plastic in a hospital's waste stream has never even come into contact with a patient. And I think that you write that there's been an increase in non-recyclable materials, so that they've moved to plastic, disposable, everything.
Exactly. Like I said, over the years, because of concerns of infectious disease, there's been this move towards plastic disposable items. So, for example, you know, scalpels now are disposable. They're used once and they're thrown away. And when you add all this up, it's so enormous. So, you know, scalpels used once, needles used once, and the containers that they're put into are also thrown away. And all this ends up in a landfill, essentially. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. You know, scalpels didn't used to be disposable. You know, they were stainless steel and they'd be sterilized in an autoclave. And so, you know, people are starting to move back to those, you know, the old way of doing things, which was to sterilize and reuse things.
And yet a lot of what you seem to write about sounds like as the rest of society has moved forward and gone into much more recycling, the hospital industry has taken a step back. Can you start with telling us about the 1988 Medical Waste Tracking Act and what's happened since then?
Back in the 80s, you know, there weren't these strict standards when it came to medical waste disposal. And so on the East Coast, what was happening was that medical waste was washing up on the beaches because it was taken out onto barges and dumped in the middle of the ocean. So the Medical Waste Tracking Act was passed by Congress in 1988, and it helped sort of set up some of the standards of government regulation. That act only lasted until 1991, and then the states got the authority to regulate medical waste.
And so it seems like California generally is a leader in areas like that. Is that true here? Who's working to solve this?
Well, there are various organizations that are working on this issue. Practice Green Health is a national nonprofit, and they are, you know, trying to encourage hospitals to, you know, be more sustainable in various ways, and medical waste is one area. But in general, I was sort of surprised that there isn't more movement to encourage hospitals to cut down on medical waste. It seems like there's a real lack of A, awareness, and B, motivation. And I think part of it might be just the public's perception that, you know, hospitals are dealing with kind of this gross stuff and, you know, they must be all these rules and whatever they're doing must be fine. But when you really look at it and you realize that, you know, there's A, a lot of waste, and B, a lot of it could actually be reduced or recycled in some ways. And that C, you know, this is ending up in our landfills, or in the case of pharmaceuticals, you know, it's being trucked out of state and incinerated.